We just finished Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. The concept of Atzeres, the Torah tells us, is that Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, we spent a week together celebrating the Chag, the Beis HaMikdash, all the Korbonos, and Atzor. Wait one more day. Kosha olai pridaschem. As I'll say, it's moshel to a melech that he has his family there and celebrating for a whole week, and then he time to leave, and he gets very emotional, I guess, and says, please give me just one more day. And that's really an expression that Chazal wanted us to appreciate the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, that they're going to be away for 6 months. Please, give me one more day. Pesach doesn't have an Atzeres. Shavuos, they're going to be back in 6 weeks. Okay, but 6 months? And that's the idea to get, in human terms, the extent of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. On Simchas Torah, we actually celebrate another expression of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. We celebrate the completion of the Torah. We finish the Torah. Completion of the reading of the Torah doesn't only mean the public reading of the Torah, but we know that in the Torah exists all of the directives and all of the concepts and all of the secrets of all of creation. Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. So everything exists in that Torah, and we study it, and we celebrate its completion, and we begin it again as an expression of our commitment and appreciation of that love that Hashem has expressed for us by giving us His Torah. We say that every day, Ahavo Rabo Ahavtonu, You loved us this abundant love. Atalamdeim chukei chayim. You taught our forefathers the laws of life, the Torah. We ask that He should teach us the Torah as well. When it comes to relationship with Hashem and appreciating this loving relationship, it's important to realize that it's not something that we can press a button. We can't just hear that Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, represents Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael. We can't just hear, He gave us the Torah and He loves us so much, and therefore we can feel that love and reciprocate. We can't even just read Shir HaShirim, which is literally the textbook of that love, and just to be able to realize that how much Hashem loves us. It's a process. It's a process. It's an ongoing process. It takes effort and time and focus to accomplish. I'd like to discuss some of the things that enter into this process. Number one, it requires the realization of how much Hashem loves us. Seeing the Chesed Hashem in the Bria, seeing the Chesed Hashem in our lives, seeing the Hashgocha Protis that Hashem bestows upon each and every one of us every moment of our existence. And that, of course, is an expression of His love that we can appreciate, that we can feel, and that helps us to recognize this relationship. But one of the aspects of a loving relationship is the mutuality of it. We must realize that we too love Hashem. We must realize the extent of love that still exists in Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that sometimes we feel so distant. The Mesiras Nefesh that our people have gone through throughout the generations, the endless, endless struggles and perseverance under the worst conditions, giving their lives al Kiddush Hashem rather than to desecrate the directives of the Torah, certainly a statement of how that love has been maintained and has been passed on and has persevered from generation to generation to this very day. There's something else too that we have to recognize, and that is that we communicate with Hashem. Love requires communication. We speak to Hashem. we talk to Hashem, we pray to Hashem. We're constantly speaking to Him, we're asking Him for our needs and expressing our recognition and appreciation. Now, one might question, but I don't hear Him responding to me directly. Well, but He does respond. He responds in so many different ways. Many times His response even precedes that which we request. It just hasn't yet been delivered. Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to say, Shuvi nafshi limnuchoichi, ki Hashem gomel aloichi. Return my nefesh to your rest, to your tranquility, because Hashem has already delivered. If Hashem has delivered, he asked, why do we have to tell the nefesh to calm down? Terah says he delivered, but it's in the mail. He sent it. He's done it. It's in the mail. It hasn't arrived yet. We haven't seen it yet. We haven't appreciated it yet. But it's there. Hashem communicates with us. But He communicates with us in another way. We have a Torah. If we follow the directives of our Torah, if we follow the Das Torah in every decision that we have to make in life, and follow the halachic directive, the appropriate move, the appropriate decision, the appropriate action according to Torah, then Hashem is communicating with us. It's the most amazing thing in the world that He's been able to communicate directives for each and every person in every generation in a document that He gave to us 3,300 plus years ago. And it's all there. It's all there. All the directives are there. When we follow those directives, we are following the way. Maybe that's the Pshat Chochem Odef Minovi. The Chochem is even more than a Novi. The Novi sees the future. The Chochem tells us that we follow this way. That is the way of the future. That's the way we're supposed to go. And that's what Hashem has, does, and continues to communicate. The communication which He sent at Sinai is reverberating and communicating with us today when we follow the directives of the Torah. So we have this relationship. This relationship is real. And one of the most critical ingredients in any relationship is trust. If there's no trust in a relationship, there can be no relationship. Now, in the terms of Hashem trusting us, well, He has trusted us. He has entrusted us with a Torah, with His Torah. He's given it to us. And we now decide its halachos. Even a bas kol from Shomayim will come out and disagree with the ruling of the Beis Din, and the Beis Din will respectfully recite, Loi b'Shomayim hi ein mashgiach b'bas kol. We don't listen to a voice from heaven. The Torah was given to us. We are authorized and obligated to decide its halachos. And He's given us this trust. Trusted us and entrusted us with His Torah. And He entrusts us to make the right decisions too. He gives us free choice. He gives us free choice and He tells us which choice to follow, but it's up to us. And He relies that the Klal Yisrael will forever, and the Torah tells us, Lo si shochach mi pizaroi, the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will always be there doing what it has to do to maintain the survival of the Torah. There's a lot of trust in that relationship. But we have to develop trust from our part. We have to develop trust. And one of the ways to develop that trust is to know the extent of the loving relationship. If I know that He has already communicated to me every decision and every directive that I need, if I just follow the guidelines and the directives of Torah, then I can trust Him. Look what He's done for me. It's there. It's done. Follow the directives and the good will be. And He promises us the good. And we can rely on that good. And when we come to a deeper recognition of the extent of His love for us and the extent of His chesed and the chesed with which He created the world and the chesed that He continues to create and recreate the world of Olam Chesed Yibona and Machadesh Betuvei B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'asei Bereishis. And as Aldovim Slabotka put it, for each and every individual, the same Briyasa Olam that He created the whole world, for Adam Harishon alone. That's the case. Of course I can trust him. That inspires me to trust him. That motivates me to trust him. That enables me to trust him. Because look whom I'm trusting. The love, the chesed. And these are ingredients that are critical for us to be able to develop that trust. And once we focus, the more we focus on that relationship, the more we focus on the love, the more we focus on our love to him, the more we focus on the extent of his love, the more we focus on Kosh Olai Pridaschem, the more we focus on Olam Chesed Yibone, the more we focus on Kila Olam Chastoy, the more we focus on the extent to which Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, even to this very day, even when we are less than committed to the Torah. Chazal say that if a person is embarrassed to do tshuva, that he should realize that that which we said at Har Sinai, was the Medrash learns Pshat in Homu Me'ailoi, that refers to at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Klal Yisrael expressed that endless, that deep-rooted internal love for Hashem, and the Medrash says that love remains today, even though we, right after, 40 days later, made an Egel, Hashem still feels that and responds to that homo le'elo, and he responds the same way. He says, "Aben Yakeli Ephraim." Every time midei dabri boy zocher es kareno, when he remembers us and our plight, he says, "Homo me'eloi." My insides, my internals, my innards are craving that closeness with the Klal Yisrael. And he says, Rachi marachmenu nu'um Hashem. Because of that craving that I have, which was built on the craving that they had for me at Har Sinai, and they said, Nasim and Nishma, and they followed me into the Midbar, and even though 40 days later, they turned around and they made a terrible, terrible error. But I still feel that expression of love, and I reciprocate that expression of love that they gave me then. Therefore, they need not be embarrassed. Therefore, they need not worry. Therefore, they can put their trust in me, because that loving relationship has never ceased to exist, continues to this very day, and will continue forever.